Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? It's the Chats with Cats podcast. It's Rick, Dan, and Mark.
How's that real song go?
Do you have to let it linger?
Oh, yeah, I like that. That's a good one. Yeah.
Beautiful. You know I'm such a fool for you.
You should start that as a thing. You've every week. A song, and you just say the lyrics, and then we have to guess the tune.
Mate. If you haven't realised, I've been doing this for the last 10 episodes.
I think you've been trying to do it and then you're now doing it.
No, I've been doing it. I've been doing this.
Yeah, but you've been seeing it with the actual tune sometimes.
Nah.
Anyway, all right, let's move on.
We've got another special guest here tonight. He's a guy called Mark Reynolds. Oh. Welcome, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, guys.
What was Sportsbet paying him to be here for two podcasts in a row?
Oh,
considering he was here on the night on the first one, which is 2 hours before this one, pretty high.
Actually, Mark, you told us something pretty interesting before.
What did I say?
You want to get this podcast done because you've got work tomorrow.
Yeah. That sentence I never thought would come out of his mouth.
You've got what tomorrow?
I've got a job that I have to be at. I'm working with a mate. I'm doing tiling. And I have to be there at 8 in the morning.
You sure you want to say that on the podcast, mate? Because the tax department might be listening to the fact that you're getting paid cold hard cash.
Oh, no. Is someone going to hear this and take me for all I'm worth?
Maybe Tom's mum. I think she's a tax person that will fuck you up.
No, Fran's retired.
I'm getting paid under the table, guys. So
you're not really, are you?
No. He pays me cash, but like...
No, he hands it to him. He doesn't put it under the table.
I don't get paid under the table. Like your mate he hands me heaps of cash in front of my face.
I'd prefer if it stayed quiet, but no one listens to
just the old 54,000 people a week. That's okay.
That's all right. No one's going to say anything.
Yeah, number 4 on trending in Australia in the tax category.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Thanks. Hey, you know what we forgot to do last episode? Talk about our weeks. You've had a monumental week. You've had a big weekend.
Yeah.
Been out for dinners. Yeah. Tell us about it. What's happened?
Oh, well, okay. So this is Sunday. So let's roll back 8 days ago, which is only, 2 days ago when I'm speaking now.
That's like inception.
Yeah.
Is the thing still spinning on the table?
Anyway, yeah, my birthday night.
How many layers is this?
Oh, 7. Yeah. I drank my fucking soul dry. That doesn't make any sense because it's lots of wet.
You can make a new story about it.
Yeah, I fucking drank myself silly. Had that birthday dinner. Had a great weekend.
Did you drink more than me?
Oh yeah, yeah. So when you were playing, you were warming up for football, and I was already 6 beers deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at 12 o'clock was my first can. And then I started watching Morgan Freeman, The Great Escapes, which is fantastic. If anyone has, or everyone has, get onto SBS, catch up. You watch the greatest prison escapes of all time. A new fucking thing he's done. It's fucking amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you. I'm telling everyone right now. Get on there. Watch the Alcatraz prison breaks. Look, El Chapo, 2014.
This would be a good one for me because I don't watch, like we spoke about last episode.
Yeah, perfect for you. Yeah, don't get on YouTube. Get on SBS Demand.
Does he do any cooking though? Because YouTube, I'm really just watching cooking.
No. This is all just jam-packed entertainment. It's good.
So is cooking. I love cooking.
Yeah, it's jam-packed cooking.
Anyway, so dinners.
Yeah, just had a may. That's not a word. A may. I had a
may. It's may currently.
I had an entree and a main and they were fucking amazing. You like the food?
It was very good.
Yeah? Worth the money?
I will say this though.
Now, so here we go.
Was it worth the money, Mark?
It was.
You satisfied with the value?
It was, but we will mention this. Was it possible that night to just order a main course and nothing else?
No. So
that's an interesting one.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Yep. Right. So we went to the Star of Greece down at Wollonga in South Australia, for anyone that hasn't been.
Beautiful place. Yes. 100 metres off the ocean.
Yeah. Just overlooking the cove, waves crashing. Beautiful people, especially Mark.
Thanks, man.
All right. So they said to me, have more than 11 people. It's going to cost you $80 a head. have less than 10, it's only 66 ahead or something like that. Mm. But minimum requirement is that you get two courses. So you can't just buy a main and a couple of drinks. So obviously for them it's like we want to make sure that whoever sits here is spending at least this amount.
Yeah.
So is that a good business strategy or bad? Well, I think it's great, personally, like financially.
I think it might upset a few people.
But keep in mind, to get into this place is fucking near impossible unless you book months in advance.
When I walked in, I couldn't help but notice it's a small venue.
Yeah.
It's a very tight venue and you've got this beautiful location and you're like, just the way, the vibe, you're like, we're in a cool place. This is a special place and, you know, if you're not spending X amount of dollars, then maybe just fuck off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well done.
Didn't you say, though, if you just ordered the entree and the main as the price on the menu, it actually would have been cheaper than what you paid. Right.
Yeah.
56.
Yeah.
So they wanted to top up on that as well. Mm. Controversial.
I don't like that.
I hate that. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But guess what the entree was?
You must order an entree and a main. Okay. I'll deal with that because I was probably going to do that anyway. Let's be honest. Don't charge me more than with the fucking sticker price.
Though. Yeah.
They wanted to put $8 on top of what it would have costed.
So hang on. You're saying they wanted to. Did they not? Did you argue and you got it for the normal price?
Of course I didn't. I was in good spirits. I just want to have a good time.
I think we were too drunk to even fucking calculate anything, to be honest. No, well, obviously you did.
I calculated before I arrived. 56 for entree main. They wanted 64 out of me.
Yeah.
And I bought a whiskey sour as well, so you know.
Oi, guess what we ordered for the entree?
What'd you get?
Salt and pepper squid.
You know why I didn't get the salt and pepper squid? Because I had King George Whiting for my main, so I wanted to mix it up a bit.
Do you know what? Yeah. It was fucking amazing, the salt and pepper squid.
You would have had a main of it?
No, I wouldn't have.
Still not.
It's still, once I was done, maybe one more forkful and I would have been like, yeah, that's enough. But if I had double or double and a half of what I had, fuck off. Nah. And it was the best I've ever had. So I stick with what I said a couple of podcasts ago. Never order a main salt and pepper squid. Too much.
You told me about your main, King George Whiting. I feel like that's a big day to order as a main at a Greek restaurant. I don't associate.
It's not a Greek restaurant. It's got nothing to do with
Greece. Why is it called the Star of Greece then?
Because that's the ship that sunk right off the coast of where it's built.
Oh, now you're taking me and into unknown territory.
Yeah, and then they say it on their website and on their menu, we are not a Greek restaurant. We are named after the ship that sunk in 1870, fuck off, and it's over there.
You can see the very top of the ship.
At low tide, yeah. It's fucking cool.
So cool.
Yeah, it's still there.
Can you snorkel it?
You can actually.
Yeah, and you can get taken by a great white shark.
So, are there sharks there?
No, they've got actually statistics on their wall. So for every 7 people that go out there and snorkel, 4 come back. So it's pretty good.
That's not bad. That's a little bit more than half.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I don't care what anyone says.
If you come back, you don't have to pay the $8 too, by the way.
Port Wollonga, Aldinga, fucking Maslin's Beach, wherever the fuck you are at the best beach in South Australia.
They're great beaches, aren't they?
It's such a good beach, man. The cliffs.
No seaweed. It's
the naked people. It's crazy. It's crazy good.
Something else we saw today.
Oh, what?
Fucking brilliant. This is.
Did you just?
Oh!
Gets the little cockles of my heart.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So is this what I posted to the group?
Dan, I've known you for a long time.
Cockles.
And to see the transition of Dan over 13 years.
Let's scroll back to episode 1, season 1. Dan talking about deleting Facebook memories. Now, I've had a whole year to find this and delete it, and I didn't. And it came up today. Had to share it with the boys. Rick, please tell them.
Okay. Dan Wilsdon, 2013. So Dan's been very vocal over time about hating birthdays. Don't like birthdays. I don't like fuss. Don't want you to sing me happy birthday. I don't want presents. I don't want this. I don't want that. Dan, 13 years ago, was saying... What was the actual words I have to go?
It was when Facebook said, tell everyone what's going on. And you used to start your Facebook statuses with your stupid dumb words.
I'm not there yet.
So am I right in saying that you used to be more of a social media guy back in the day? And now
not at all. No. It's not about social media. It's about just... I don't even know what it's about being on Facebook too early.
On this day 13 years ago, D Dan says, it's my birthday.
And that's the status.
Exclamation marks.
Yeah.
Not just one.
Not one, not two.
Not two.
So just to clear this up, it says Dan Wilson, profile picture. Then the status is Dan says it's my birthday. So myself is saying it's my birthday. How fucking lame were people back then? Me. I said to you guys, if you could only unfriend yourself, I would fuck me off. See you later.
Oh, do you know, actually, speaking of unfriending, do you notice sometimes on Memories where it tells you how many comments there were, but then if someone's unfriended you in
or blocked you
any time,
yeah,
you don't see their comments.
Yeah.
I had one the other day, it was like 8 comments, and I was like, oh, I wonder what people were saying about this. And it was like me responding to one of them and none else.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Am I that bad a person that I've been deleted by?
Well, look, I mean, we've been getting some emails on the podcast, but we don't want to tell you, but yeah, you're pretty bad. No, sorry. I had...
I'll go on the same cycle that Mark arrives and then you might get better, you know, subscriptions.
Once every... What's your strike rate, you reckon? One every 10 episodes 50% you miss?
50% this season.
No, right? No, he's been way better than that.
With?
Not attending and not listening.
I have missed... one night of podcast in the last 2 months.
That is not true, Mark. It's not true. It's not true.
I reckon you've been gone for 2 episodes this season.
You're always sick with
two
fake sicknesses.
Yeah, two for you, one for him, one for me.
I had a big night on the weekend. Sorry.
And the week that I missed, I was in emergency. So, like, there's not much we can do with that. But, fuck.
I can't get over the fact that Rick thinks I'm... dodging podcasts.
He doesn't think you're dodging. He just thinks you're not very good at attending.
I think you're dodging.
He thinks that I'm not rocking up because I'm hungover. I rock up here hungover to get over a hangover by drinking more. So that doesn't make any sense. I had the worst cold ever.
Yeah.
My favourite night.
Oh, here we go. The worst cold ever.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. In the history of colds. But stop. Everyone.
Please stop.
In the history
stop
of,
it!
In
stop
the
it.
History of colds. Mark Reynolds, sitting across from us here right now, yep. Had the worst cold ever.
He could have. You can't prove him wrong.
Dan.
Can't prove him right.
Honestly,
either.
I couldn't have said it better myself. He's fucking bang on. But I'm happy to be here, and I had the worst cold ever. I hopped into his car tonight.
He's doubled down on it. So it was the worst cold ever, and you can't prove him wrong.
I hopped into the car tonight. Rick was taking me down, right? And I had to get out of the car to cough up this huge amount of mucus. I've been so sick. I've really been sick, like coughing up my lungs.
You know what? That sounds pretty genuine.
It like, sounds like...
Mark has a genuine voice sometimes.
It sounds like Mark has been in touch with the good people at Big Mayo. And he's absolutely pummeling his way to a Mayo sponsorship. Watch out, QP, because fucking Mark is knocking on your door.
Are they sending you badges and stickers? And you've just got praise everywhere?
I've got a few. Why are you standing up, by the way?
I was about to fall asleep. So I thought I'll stand up. It'll pep me a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to deliver a better quality audio content for
okay, I call 15 bullshit.
Million listeners.
Okay, I know this won't interest anyone, but just as we were loading the last podcast up and organising this one, Rick was on his phone betting 30,000 gold coins on a golf hit and then punching the table when he didn't make it. You were far from falling asleep. You're a liar.
No, I was yawning.
Mate.
I haven't yawned since I stood up.
It's either the worst lie ever.
I hate people that gamble.
Oh, that's rich from you.
Speaking of mayonnaise, do you know what I noticed in the shops today? So we spoke about, because Mark wasn't here last time, about plastic packaging and overuse of plastics.
Yep.
So getting rid of bread tags and moving them from plastic
or
to paper.
For your sake, Mark, because you didn't listen, we're talking about the sushi squishies with the soy sauce in them, those sort of things.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
So fuck all that off.
The little red thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
What I saw in the shops today, Kewpie mayonnaise, right? So it's just a mayonnaise container. It comes wrapped in a plastic bag. Is that not the
Hang on, most- so it's a plastic bottle inside a plastic bag?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
So the actual mayonnaise container is, if you ever know, you guys may not know Kewpie because, you know, Mark's favorite food is jerky and I don't know what you eat most of the time, keto. Kewpie mayonnaise is a fucking squeezy bottle with nothing written on it. So they put it in a plastic bag to tell you that it's...
Who sells it? Is it like a Drake's thing or like a...
It's anywhere you want to buy Kewpie. It doesn't have anything written on the package. For me, like, just print the name on the fucking container.
Yeah. Do you know what that is? I'm too cool for a label.
That's right.
Mm. But you know what we're not too cool for? The environment. Let's fucking wrap it up 10 times.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fuck.
Next time you go to the supermarket, it'll be the Kewpie bottle wrapped in plastic and then with our foil over it, wrapped in Glad wrap.
Yeah. With a dolphin inside choking on plastic.
Yep.
Yeah. Good on them.
Still not that good at that.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
6 out of 10, not bad. Not a bad impression there.
Oh, that you yeah. can't do better than that.
Oh, I said 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I know, but can you do better than that?
3 out of 10.
He sounds like a 3-year-old masturbating.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that until just then.
What?
A 3-year-old masturbating. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
All right. I was driving around the other day. I use that as a starting sentence quite a lot, actually. I was listening back to the podcast, something that you don't do, Mark.
It's all right.
But I was cruising around the other day and I saw some guy with a number plate, FNSNDT.
Oh, personalized number plate.
Custom plate.
Yeah.
So fucking send it. He's trying to say.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, and you're always trying to work out what they're trying to say.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, so this guy woke up one day and thought, you know what I would like to do more than anything in the world? I would love to tell everyone in society that I'm a fucking tool, but I'm prepared to pay $400 a year to do that.
Is that how much it is now?
Something like that. Some of the custom plates you can pay up to like $800 a year just to have the plate.
Oh, Rego's too expensive.
I was just going to say that. So you pay Rego, so you're up for, I don't know, he's probably driving a 6-cylinder, so let's talk.
$600 at least.
$800-$900 a year, something like that. And then he pays this stupid plate fee on top.
And insurance on the car.
Yeah.
Petrol's fucked.
Stupid.
You could literally get a month free of petrol for just not having that plate. Yeah. Or more. 6 weeks.
What's the... Do any come to mind? Custom plates?
I've seen a sender as well, like a S-E-N-D, and then some, like a 1 and a T or whatever, down the road here.
oh, no, that's so bad.
I know, yeah.
Send it.
I've seen Barbie, so mm-hmm. Barbie with numbers and letters.
Have you ever seen the penis one, P-E-N-1-5?
Maybe online. I want to say yes, like I have seen it.
What make of a car was it?
It's like a red Astra or something.
Makes sense.
Stupid.
I feel like I've seen a Need for Speed as well, like a ND4. SPD or something like that sort of stuff. Like people, oh, and what hurts me is that I work it out in my head and know what they've done. That's what hurts me. I'm like, oh.
You'd rather not work it out.
Yeah.
Not know.
Now, I just need to say something because it just dawned on me. Our very best friend in the whole wide world, Tom.
Oh, he didn't.
Had Punisher number plates on his patrol.
Oh, I forgot about this. He's had that for a while?
So, Tom, just rewind and don't listen to us talking about this because we still love you more than anything.
He's about to be crucified.
No, but like...
What?
Mate, he's a loyal listener. Don't do it.
If he had the choice to do it again, probably don't.
It doesn't
change how we feel about you. We love you.
But what did he do it for?
Probably like, don't do it
he's
again.
He's got Punisher for some reason.
Yeah, because he's... I don't know. Because he's going to punish you with his car. I don't know.
Okay. We need to get him on and ask him.
The other thing, now you put this in, and I love this because it happened to me at work the other day. Got into work, and in relation to normal, I was feeling pretty good. I had an okay night's sleep. I only had to go into Rennie once. I get to work, and my work wife, our admin lady, Vicky, says to me, "Oh, you must have had a bad night. You're not looking too flash today."
Yes! I'm so glad we brought this up.
Oh, no.
And it broke my heart when I had to tell her, nah, this is about as good as I felt in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
She's like, oh,
yeah,
cool.
I've got a huge call to make.
What?
Huge call. What if I were to say to you that maybe when she made that comment, she never really thought that about Rick, but she used that as a starting point.
No way.
In a conversation.
Absolutely no way. I
think it's a real thing.
What good conversation starts with, hey, Mark, you look like shit. Tell me about it.
It does. It does.
No way. No. Yeah. It's a first reference. First thing in the morning.
I'm sticking to my story.
No.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that.
I'm 1,000% disagreeing with you.
All right. Keep going.
What I'm saying is when a human meets another human in the morning, the first thing they do is they subconsciously assess the person.
Correct.
All right. So if
they
look dressed, they look presentable, and they seem themselves, nothing changes apart from hi, good morning, see you later. If something's out of line, the first thing someone does is either notice it and not say anything, or they notice it and say something because they're comfortable with the person. Like, hey, you look fucked. So I disagree. That's the human psyche.
Why would this person tell Rick that he didn't look good when he felt completely fine?
I don't know. Why? When someone looks upset, why do you say, are you okay?
Because they
you care. You want to know.
They were reaching for a conversation starter with Rick and they wanted Rick to go, oh, shit, maybe I don't feel good. This happened. But Rick would have been like, oh, I feel fine. And then they would have gone, oh, fuck. They were reaching for a conversation starter, I think. I used to work with a guy at Ashford Hospital that would say the same thing every morning to me. Oh, what's going on? Did you not get much sleep last night? And I would be good, bad, whatever.
You copped it the same every morning?
He would always say the same. Like, it's like a go-to conversation thing.
How rude.
I think that some people have throwaway lines, and no matter how you look at the start of a morning, they're going to throw that at you. And I suspect that maybe she threw that one at Rick and he's gone, well, you're wrong. I'm feeling completely
sick of being upsold at gyms.
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Fine.
But she's noticed that he's... Something. Like,
has she noticed or is she just saying it because she's like, fuck, what do I say? Like, oh, what did you have for breakfast? Like, she's just going, let's just say this and let's just see what happens. I think some people will just have throwaway lines.
Yeah, it's risky though, Mark, because it's the same as if let's say you walk up to a woman who's a little bit chumsy and you go...
A little bit what?
Chumsy.
Sorry, I thought you said something else.
Chumsy.
Yep.
And you go, ooh. How far along are you? She goes, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, it's that's the same thing. Too.
You go, oh, my God. You look exhausted. No, I'm fine, actually. So, I had a great sleep.
Yeah. My mum used to, she was friends with this lady that her daughters and sons were going to Blair Primary School. And obviously we were at the time. And my mum quotes this all the time. And apparently she walked up to this lady. I'm not going to say a name. She says, insert name here. She's like,
Darlene.
Oh, my God. You're pregnant.
Oh,
and she looked She looked at her and just said, no, I'm not. And my mum.
She's American. She is.
Oh, God.
Far out.
And my mum, instead of, you know how you try and redeem the situation? My mum literally just went, this is, I'm actually exiting out of this. And she just walked off.
Oh, did she say anything or just walked off?
She slinged off into the bushes.
She didn't even say, oh, shit, sorry. She just went,
This moment sucks.
This is so unlucky for me. I'm actually going to just walk away.
I think she should have said, oh, wow, you're pregnant. And then when the lady was like, no, I'm not, she should have just gone, oh, no, not you. Your dog. Mark told me that your dog was going to have a litter of puppies.
That's not going to work, though. What if she doesn't own a dog?
Ooh, and then it doesn't matter. And then she'd be like, I don't own a dog, and then we're fucked.
Did she own a dog, Mark?
She did.
There you go.
Do you know what?
Get out of jail free card.
But I saved him there. Like, I could have just said, no, she didn't, and then it would have been up shit creek.
Well, it could have been her axolotl. Who knows?
Axolotl.
Shout out to the axolotl, actually. You remember axolotls in school?
Late 90s, axolotls were huge.
What is that?
It's like that
exactly.
Weird.
Exactly. What is
the
that?
Weird tubular fish thing that, like, not all classrooms, but you had it in primary school classrooms?
Not mine.
Well, mate.
I think I missed out on some budget cuts back in Dan's primary school. I'm not picturing it in my brain head. Anyway, what's up? What's it next on
Axolotl
there?
Axolotl is a weird tubular fish that has tiny little arms that do nothing. And it's got like.
It looks like a lizard thing.
But it's in a tank of water.
Yeah. And it's underground little slimy thing with small little frog hands.
Yes.
Yes. I now know what an axolotl. Oh, I said
it
wrong.
Can't say it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's move on. I tried to get us there earlier.
You've also put down something about seeing people getting changed in windows.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, here's the thing.
You're a pervert.
Well, sometimes.
Okay.
When Alison's getting changed. She will literally have the front blind open and the curtains ajar and be getting changed on our main street here. Open to anyone walking past, and she just doesn't care. Just super confident. And I'm like, doesn't that bother you? She's like, nah, not really. I'm like, okay, it doesn't bother you now because you're confident in your body, but as soon as I catch someone out there wanking, then it's going to bother you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the worst hasn't happened yet, you're not worried. I'm like,
is that really the worst that could happen though?
There's heaps of worse things that could happen. But realistically, you don't want people that you don't know watching you change. That's creepy as fuck.
You get it. It's when someone has a video camera and it ends up on like the internet.
Well, it could. And that's what I said to her. I'm like, you don't know who's a fucking creep show. There's people that have been caught at fucking Brighton Jetty filming up girls'
Alison
skirts.
Alison needs to be aware of what area we're in. This isn't Davern Park, but it is.
I need to be honest about something.
What?
When I go for runs at night time and I notice, especially like along the Esplanade or something like that,
yeah.
Secretly, I'm very hopeful every time. I would love to see someone fucking.
Yeah.
What?
If you're running along and you're like, oh, the light's on up there and you look up there.
Do you
like,
mean
oh,
for a human
It just happens thing? To be the bedroom. I would love to see someone just getting into their work.
Just because they don't care.
Mate, how good would that be? And the reason that I think that it's not unlikely to one day see it, I've never seen it, by the way. I had a friend who, Southeast friend, came up to Adelaide and stayed at, remember when Glenelg had the revolving restaurant?
Yeah, yeah. That thing was weird.
I went there once.
Yeah, so did I.
It was a letdown. Mm. Yeah.
He stayed at that hotel because it was all hotel and then restaurant.
Did he fuck while it turned around?
He took his girlfriend at the time out onto the balcony, got a Guzman's out and Gomez.
Guzman's.
And he was giving her a little bit of a rough
what about
love
the taco?
From behind. The taco was getting fed, but don't worry about that.
The Guzman, the Gomez, and the taco's out.
And
did he squirt the sour scream?
Mate.
The sour scream. Oh, no, I ruined it.
She was doing the sour scream. You don't need to worry about that. He was having a little bit of fun on the balcony. And anyone, if I was running the City to Bay that year, I could have been cruising down.
Was this daytime?
Daytime.
Oh, wow.
Cruising down the last part. And I could have looked up there just off of chance. And I've been like, how good's that? Kudos to you, mate.
That's 50% more risky daytime. So good.
Absolutely.
Maybe 90, actually.
So where I'm coming from is I'm not looking to stop my run and have a jack off. Is that the right saying?
Yeah.
Have a jack
off. I don't think that's the right saying. Jack have a wank would have flowed a bit better.
Yeah, no.
Sure.
We can go with that.
Oh, look, I'll take
what's wrong with you? I need to have a jack off.
Really desperate to have a jack off right now. Oh, I would just love to see him be like, kudos to you, mate. That is amazing.
Mm.
And do you know what? Honestly, if you lived on the Esplanade and you're overlooking the beautiful view of the ocean, surely every night you'd just be wanting to pump in front of that view. Surely.
Absolutely.
So I'm really surprised that I haven't seen it yet. Now, I think we've all noticed when Mark arrives to the podcast sometimes when he does come. What? He's got a bit of a skincare routine going, big fella.
Have you guys actually noticed? What about my face made you want to bring this up?
Well, it's the fact that it actually arrived here tonight. That's what we thought.
Yeah. Does it look better?
It does, actually. It looks a little bit not that your face was ever greasy. It looks a lot
Dan, you are a feminine guy.
Yeah.
Fair to say. Now, I expected you to notice, and then I expected Rick to finally notice later in the podcast. It's definitely looking better.
It looks cleaner.
It does. Mm. And I'll tell you why.
What are you doing?
Run us through your routine, Mark.
So my sister came up to me and she said, Mark,
you look shit.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel amazing.
Your skin looks
the healthiest I've ever been. Thanks.
Malnourished. It looks dry. You need to start caring for your skin. You're 31 years old. Start caring for it. So she got me on this routine and you know what I'm like? I'm very bad at starting things. But if someone says, here you go, do this, I'll do it, right?
So supplying everything.
Correct.
Yeah.
So she said, I'll buy all this. You pay me what I buy for you and then you can go from there. I'm on a hydrating cleanser,
oh, fuck,
a vitamin C serum, right, a moisturizer, and then a nighttime serum. So I've got four different moisturizers, right, that I do during the day, night. It's a morning and a night routine, right? Mm. I feel like fucking the guy from American Psycho, right? He has like the routine.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's great movie. Do it.
So good. That's great.
So anyway, how much did that cost you?
$109.
Okay.
Take my money.
Okay.
Like,
what's one thing that you've always said to me, especially with my post today from 2013?
Something that I've always said to you.
Yeah.
I'm cute.
What?
What? Sorry, wrong conversation. Joking. What have I always said
to you? You said I look ridiculously like I'm 21 still, right? Do you know what my face routine is?
Actually, let's talk about this. You look so young. Well done.
Do you know what it is?
My ex-girlfriend, Alana, can we just say this? She laughed out loud when she heard Dan's age because we were doing videos, content, and I said, oh, yeah, well, you know, Dan's this age.
Yeah, it's my 30th,
I think. At the time, you were 31, 32. She laughed out loud. She couldn't believe how old you were.
Yeah.
Because this guy's looked like he's 23 for 10 years.
I've got a secret.
What is it?
It's literally, doesn't matter if it's fucking $90 or $3, it's moisturizer on your face once a day. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then not having kids as well.
Yeah.
I don't have any stress.
Yeah, I used to do the same thing and I looked very young until I had kids.
And now you got rid of the moisturizer?
No, I still do the moisturizer. It just doesn't work anymore. It's like suck all the moisture out of your skin.
Do you actually have a routine for your skin?
He was pretty good, yeah. I used to walk into his bathroom when I had to clean his floors. He had a lot of things that he'd have up there on the thing. Oh, maybe they were Rachel's.
No, that's Rachel's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not many things.
Just moisturizer. Yeah. Just moisturizer. Yeah. That's it.
I'm glad that I'm doing this like routine because when you wake up, you're like, all right, bang, bang, bang. You get it done. In a typical setting, if you were to do something, it's a lot easier doing it in the morning because when you wake up, you brush your teeth, you do your skincare routine. Mm. You know, you get a little bit fancy, whatever. Get it done. Nighttime, same thing. Brush your teeth, go to bed. It's an easy done thing. It's not like it's in the middle of the day where you actually have to do something that you don't really want to do. It's like a routine and I like it.
Can I ask you a different question? It's face routine, body routine.
Yeah.
Are you a shower in the morning or night?
Absolutely.
Morning.
Yeah, morning. Wake me up, get me clean, bingo, start the day.
No, bingo bango, I'm morning, but I'm night as well if I have to go to football.
Yeah, if I play indoor soccer, I shower again. But Alison has a great point.
Indoor soccer, of course, yeah.
Okay, she has a great point. She's like, why do you want to be catching all the dirt and yacht from all day and then bringing it into your bed? Wouldn't you rather shower and be clean and get into your bed? And I'm like, it's a fantastic point, but I just don't like the routine.
Too much. Rachel does it. She showers twice a day.
Yeah.
Once in the morning. Actually, that's a lie. Sometimes she doesn't do the morning shower. And it's a nighttime thing.
Alison's only nighttime. And I find that weird. How do you go to... I feel like your crusty face and crusty everything if you don't shower.
How can you do a morning face moisturizing routine if you haven't washed all the dead skin off it first?
I'm not gonna name names, but I had an ex-girlfriend that showered maybe... No, wrong. Showered like
you've only had two girlfriends, mate.
I've had a few more, right? But I'm not going to mention names.
Okay, well, one of them's been mentioned already.
She showered like once every 2 days. She didn't like showering. I'm like,
but why? There's a reason behind it.
I think it was like an effort thing. She didn't like to shower, and she was going to work, exercising. I'm like, mate, you've got to fucking shower.
Did she smell though? Like to you, because she won't smell it on herself.
Not noticeably, but like there were certain things that like I noticed that may have been.
Ah, so the downstairs was a bit more sweaty than it should have been.
I never said that, but potentially.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Do you know your point about if you go to football or if you go to indoor soccer and then you have to go and have a shower when you get back? If I go to the gym at night and I get home, sometimes I'm that exhausted that I'm just like, I cannot be fucked going and standing in a shower for
okay, so minutes. Do you just get into clean clothes and that's the barrier between what you're laying on to keep it from getting sweaty and dirty?
Who wears clothes to bed here? Put your hand up.
Oh, me. I wear jumpers to bed. God. Sometimes trackies. The only thing I can't wear is socks.
Are you a serial killer?
What do you mean?
What are you are you just wanting, like, hoping, oh, somebody rang me to come straight away. I can go because I'm already fully clothed.
Mate.
Dan.
No.
What are you doing?
No. Okay. Here's what happens.
Okay.
I have the air conditioner on freezing cold and my clothes are my blanket and then my blanket is my adjuster. So I don't have to lean for the fucking remote and change the thing. I just decide how much blanket I want on me. That's how I work. If you don't like it, don't sleep with me anymore. It's pretty easy.
Fair enough. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for it.
What do you mean?
I want to sleep with you more.
Oh, you're a fucking...
Do you know what I am ready for?
Oh, a bit of games.
That's so funny. We had another topic, but you're so desperate to get home because he's got the first time he's ever had work the next day. He's so desperate to leave.
Unfortunately for him, this is the episode where we have 15 facts each.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Are you ready? Are you prepared, Mark?
Yeah.
15 facts. All right. You know, you always like to go first, so I'm going to instead because I just feel like fucking with you, to be honest.
Oh, God. Taking extra long.
Need to get home, guys.
You got work tomorrow?
Wait, I might go fucking put a knife in your tire just so you have to change the tire.
Don't do that. Put a knife in his leg.
Okay.
Then he has to go to hospital and get it fixed.
And not work tomorrow.
No, please do that because I get the day off.
It's cash work, mate. You don't have annual leave. There's no sick day. It just means no money.
I don't want the money.
It's just donations for how sad they feel about his life.
Stay home. I just want to stay home.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
I want you to tell me. Out of all the animals in the world, how many enjoy spicy food?
I thought you were going to say spicy sex.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Spicy food. Are they only mammals? Can you give me that?
Just says animals.
Oh, okay. Are there two?
Come on, someone.
I've got two.
What do you say?
14.
It's an evolutionary mystery that scientists have had trouble explaining, but humans are the only animal who actually enjoy eating spicy food.
Close.
There doesn't seem to be any health benefits to eating painful peppers. So the best reason that some have suggested is the thrill factor.
Yeah.
No different from the fact that we are the only animals that like roller coasters and scary movies.
Oh, you know what? It really fucked me off when I took those 15 chimps to the theme park and they didn't get on the roller coasters. Dumb.
Oh, Jesus. That's disrespectful.
I know.
Fuck,
shame. That's such a, like,
the chances of you saying that exact line before this podcast was like maybe 5 million to one.
No, I reckon Sportsbet were like, we will pay you $1 billion to $1 on that.
I reckon.
Chimps are not getting mentioned on this
halfway
podcast.
Halfway through that, when you were saying, you know, how many animals, I was thinking, yeah, two, maybe like chimpanzees and us. But the thing is, you think about humans over time have probably got to a point where they're like, all right, we've got these things that grow on the ground, this over here, and eating this common mammal that's in the area. And then they've come across chilies and gone, fuck, that's hot. How bad was that last time? Yeah, it was pretty bad. But it would have been entertainment almost, or fun, or mixing it up. Like, it would have been fucking crazy.
There's a black duck in this room.
Yeah. What? Do you fart?
I may have. Do you want me to go now with an amazing fact?
Do it, yeah.
Okay.
The thing I'm surprised about before you do, just because, you know, no one has to go to work tomorrow, which is good, so we should keep talking. I'm surprised that there's no health benefits to it based on that fact. I thought it was like speed up your metabolism, dilate your blood vessels, all that sort of stuff.
You should know this. All you do is shit blood, basically.
I know. I had so much chili yesterday. The third poo today that I did
the
was
thrill
so
should be over.
Fucking hot.
You. Especially for you, the thrill's done.
Interesting.
Stop.
Okay.
I'd love you to give us a fact, Mark.
I would love...
Actually, going back to chilies...
Rick loves it when I test you guys out on your knowledge.
Yeah.
You go head to head. He loves that stuff. So I'm going to bring it back.
Okay.
So I've been watching a lot of I Shouldn't Be Alive lately.
Oh, great show.
How good is the show?
It's about an 8.7 out of 6 on IMDb.
It's 8.9 out of 10. I love the show. There's always something entertaining. Now, the other night I actually watched the movie Everest. So that's about... a group of...
Is it about someone going to a corner store?
Correct. So they're a group of climbers that try and go up Everest. Things go wrong. 1996, it's a very famous story where a lot of people died. So it's one of the most deadliest stories about Mount Everest, right? Now, I got thinking, how many people have died in the history of climbing Mount Everest?
Okay, now, I know a fact here. I think now, 1 in 43 get injured or die. So I assume by the amount that go up there.
No, don't rush the answer because I know you're about to fuck this up. Who can get closest? How many people have died?
Are we getting a range in this one or are we just...
No. It's going to be a blind guess because I think I've got it.
And you know what? I don't want anyone to encourage any answers. So I'm going to go 3, 2, 1 and you just say your answer.
While we're thinking, I'm just going to look up the footy scores.
No. Ready? You ready?
Yeah, sure.
3, 2, 1
219,000
What?
28,000
219
All right. Rick, you're an absolute disgrace.
Oh, what?
You are insane. I want you to go home tonight and think about what you've just said. 304
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's boring.
Mate, 28,000 Mate, really, come on.
Well, what about all the Sherpas that are, like, they probably haven't accounted for everyone, I think, is the problem.
Well, all the Sasquatch up there haven't dragged the bodies down.
That's right. How are they going to check? These people have gone to the most...
Well, what happens is they leave home base and they don't come back.
Oh, what about... Mainly the one
thing. I'll be honest,
in history...
This is right up there with Tiger Woods' three-year-old hitting a hole-in-one. This is 100.
I stand by that. Don't ask a stupid fucking question. Oh, it's right. Too loaded.
When did the record books start on this, Mark?
You've lost
when did they start keeping records on this?
When they started climbing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
28,000
Hey, look, I think you're being a bit too harsh on him. The Tiger Woods one was not stated about golf course or at home doing a fucking putt-putt.
What can you do when you're 3 years old? You've lost your mind.
Okay. You can shit on your dad like Moss does. You can do a lot of things. Moss has done a lot of crazy things.
What's your fact, mate?
Okay. Here it is. What animal do you think mourns their dead?
Oh, ducks.
Ducks?
100% ducks.
What do you think?
Oh, by his reaction, it's not ducks.
It's ducks. I swear to God, I've got a...
It could be ducks. This only just says one thing.
I 100% know this answer.
What about turtles?
No, well, this doesn't say. I'll tell you what the answer is on my thing.
Okay.
It says Ellison.
Ellison?
Elephants.
Is this about your girlfriend?
No.
Ellison?
Elephants mourn their dead. Elephants, the poor little cunts, will return to the place where their family members died and stand there in silence over their bones, sometimes bowing their heads.
Fucking hell.
Sad thing. Oh, go to work tomorrow and think about that.
All right.
See you later, guys.
See you, Dan.
I will see you there or I will see you on another time.
That was very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.